1340 AM KRMD AM Shreveport and K264AS Morningsport. The Ticket, a proud Cumulus station. Download the TuneIn app so you can take the ticket wherever you go. You're listening to Shreveport and Bossier City's number one afternoon sports talk show. Mixing it up with Mitz, only on 100.7 and AM 1340. The Ticket.
Poker at the IPN Biloxi. Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good, Ben. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, before we get into the IP and what's going on, next week up here at the Horseshoe, from Wednesday through Sunday, it's going to be December 18th through 22nd, we've got a little holiday poker series here, sponsored by Gulf Coast Poker, and we've got $150 buy-in Wednesday night at 6. We've got a $400 main event, the Holiday 400, that has, you can play it Thursday night, Friday night, or Saturday day or Saturday night, and we have a Sunday 250 turbo. You can win your way into the $400 main event for only $100 through satellites. And Bill, we're excited to have y'all up here in North Louisiana.
Yeah, I can't be more excited to get up there, give your market a taste of the kind of tournaments we run, even though it's a kind of abbreviated schedule. I'm pretty excited about it. I think one thing important to mention is the $400 event is a best bag format. So if you bag like a short stack and the flight on Thursday, you can fire again on Friday, try and bag more chips. And to make it more beneficial to you, there is a bonus for a second bag that you get in cash. And the same thing as you bag a third time, there's a bonus as well.
That is a good thing, too, because that gives people reason to play multiple flights and get that bonus. So I really like that. I like that idea and that format. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun up here. We're going to be doing a live radio show next Friday at the Frozen P Row with Gulf Coast Poker. We're going to be eating some oysters. It's next to, you know, only right across the street from the Horseshoe. That's going to be next Friday from 3 to 6. I look forward to having you be a part of that as well. And just encourage our listeners to come out and play some poker with us next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I want to ask about Gulf Coast Poker. You know, y'all been having these events, and y'all had Harrah's, New Orleans, y'all done Philadelphia, Mississippi, and it's been successful the last couple of years.
Yeah, it has been good. So we just finished Poker Gras in Harrah's, New Orleans, and one of the things we did there is we added the Gulf Coast Poker Awards, and we awarded awards to players from our region, kind of our expanded region, who achieved some notable things this year, really contributed to the game, some poker media people as well, and just kind of shined a spotlight on them. We're kind of proud of that. It went really well, and that's something we're looking to expand in the future. That went off pretty well.
Heck yeah. And Gulf Coast, when you say Gulf Coast Poker, too, it's not just the Gulf Coast, though. Y'all cover, you know, really all the way up to Cherokee, North Carolina, down through the southeast, Florida, you know, I guess over into a little bit of Texas, right?
Correct. So, I mean, especially for the awards, we kind of expanded our footprint a little bit. It's not just primarily the coast, and it's basically the whole southeast, and we wanted to acknowledge those players because most of them travel in and out of the tournament areas that are very local to us. So certainly, there's going to be a lot of Texans there in Bossier. So we don't want to ignore those guys, and there's going to be a lot of Floridians coming up to the coast. So, you know, the southeast is probably the best way to look at it as far as our expanded footprint. And certainly, we give recognition on our website when a player from one of those areas does something notable, especially if it's been a little late in Louisiana or Mississippi or, you know, Alabama.
So Gulf Coast Poker actually started out as GulfCoastPoker.net, the website, which is great, covering all the Southeast poker players, as you mentioned, and then now it's morphed into so much more. You've got gear, you've got poker series. I mean, you and Gene have really built something.
Yeah, I mean, we're proud of it. It kind of started out as a hobby. Then we kind of made a little bit of money off the site, you know, pre-Black Friday, and now we're kind of getting into the whole poker tour. and doing some other stuff. And, you know, it's just a passion of ours, and we've always wanted to help promote the game, and we're really lucky that there's a lot of people that support the site, come out to our events, and, you know, are helping us make things very player-friendly, so to speak. You know, that's our biggest goal.
Yeah, and then that's what I know y'all try to focus on, having good structures and making it player-friendly, giving the players a great value for their buck.
Exactly. That is definitely our first mindset. You know, some of the things we get in, we're always tweaking. So, like some of the things we did when we first got to Pearl River last year, we changed for the fall, and now we're going to change again into the spring. And so we'll see how things go in Bossier, and we'll definitely tweak that format depending on the feedback that we get from the players.
Look, I love that, though. Having great, you know, communication with the players and staff, I think, is a phenomenal thing. And so y'all just had the Poker Draw at Harris, New Orleans. Y'all had a big turnout down there?
Yeah, we had a really good turnout. We were very happy with it. It's funny. So we did the awards there. And the player that won the Player of the Year award, Joe Sala, snapped off the main event. So it's kind of like vindication right there on our selection as NBA Player of the Year. Not to mention he comes to the Aki in Biloxi and wins the reentry.
Wow.
Last weekend. So he's basically won a tournament or finished top two or three in just about any tour in the Southeast and almost any location around the Gulf Coast. I mean, you talk about a heater, I haven't seen anything like it.
Wow. Okay, well, props to him. Congrats. Hopefully we can keep him away from Bossier and let some of the money stay up here in North Louisiana next week.
No, he's coming to Bossier, unfortunately. Bad news.
No, that'll be fun to get to meet him. I look forward to that. I think we're going to – look, we're very excited about the series up here right before Christmas. I think it's going to be a good mix. We're going to get a lot of – you'll get a lot of new Gulf Coast players from East Texas. We got a solid player pool up here, you know, playing at the Horseshoe. And, you know, I think – you know, obviously, I don't think it's going to be like – I think it's going to be a good turnout. I feel pretty good about it. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of funny. The last time I was up there, I met with you, and then I played some cash in the Horseshoe afterwards, and I certainly donated to the local poker economy. So hopefully those players that got all my cash, you know, won that much, but it was a couple buy-ins. Make sure they play. Return the favor.
Well, I'm certainly excited to have you up here, and I guess right now World Series of Poker going on at IP Biloxi. How's that series going for you so far?
For me, it's not going too good, but, you know, I'm more focused on how I'm playing versus the results, and so I'm not as pleased with the way that I'm playing. I had a small little chop in the nightly, which is okay results-wise, but playing-wise, I prefer to play a little better. Maybe I'm a little rusty, doing too much of the poker tour stuff and not enough playing. I'm not sure.
I like that you talk about that, though, because that's the biggest thing in poker is not being results-oriented and just, you know, you got to always never get too high after wins or too low after losses. It's more just did you make the correct decisions, and that's how I try to look at it as well.
Yeah, I think that's important from a mindset perspective. You know, I used to enter a tournament and say I'm going to win it. I think you've talked about exactly this before, and now when I play tournaments, I'm a lot more focused on just doing the right thing, because you can't control 90% of what happens in poker. You know, none of the other players or the cards you can control. You can only control the few actions that you have, and if you control that well, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah. Expand on that for a second. Like, I'm in my mid-30s now, but when I was 10 years ago, I was a bad hothead. When I'd take bad beats or stuff I couldn't control, I'd let it set me off and affect my demeanor and everything at the table. And that's just, to me, that's like a weakness of character. And I realized that if you let stuff that like that affect you, you know, that's an advantage for the players that control their emotions and think rationally.
Yeah, I think that's really true. One of the things I kind of work with other players kind of in terms of exactly that, and one player in particular, he would get tilted a lot because other players would kind of go at him. He's kind of a loudmouth, he talks a lot, so he kind of invites it on himself, but sometimes he would have a negative result of that. And I said, well, if you notice, one of the things I do to try and mitigate that is if somebody's complaining about the way I'm playing, then I'm probably doing it right. So instead of taking it as criticism and letting it anger you, take it as a compliment. The more people are complaining about how aggressive you're being or whatever, the better. I mean, your mindset shouldn't, you know, try and fight back at those people. You should just kind of receive it and go, okay, it's working. And I think that helped them out a lot. You know, the temperament, there's a very important in poker, for sure. And I bet your results have improved since doing that.
Well, I know I'm a lot better person at a minimum. So, because, you know, it's really true, though. It's that's the biggest thing. Like, those all-in pre-flops when you have aces go down to tens and stuff, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. So sitting around and dwelling on it, and it's kind of like being like a cornerback in the NFL when you get burned for a long touchdown. You just got to put it behind you immediately.
If you're not following, we're doing a giveaway, a social media giveaway, and I have that tweet pinned at the top of my Twitter account. And all you have to do is like, share, it depends on the week, but maybe make a comment, and then you have a shot to win a main event seat at the Holiday 400. So any of your listeners want a shot getting in for free, go to my Twitter, like, and share. And you can do the same thing on GCP's Facebook page, which is linked off of GulfCoastPoker.net if you want to find it. So there's a way to get in for free, which is free is always good.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, you can get in. If you don't win that, you can get in for $100 through satellites. You get to play a $400 main event and $150 and $250 side events. I mean, I think this prize pool, this price point's great for everyone. And I think it's gonna be a heck of a lot of fun next weekend. And look forward to showing some of y'all all the fun stuff we got going on in Shreveport and Bossier.
Yes, me too. I'm excited to get up there. And so, too, is my partner, Gene Dudek, who I just want to give a shout-out to because I know he'll be up there eager to meet some new players as well.
Heck yeah, man. We'll look forward to having y'all up here and maybe eating some more Key Mexico tacos.
Okay. Done deal.
Heck yeah. Well, good luck down in the World Series of Poker, IP. And, Bill, we're going to get you back on Monday or Tuesday next week before the event for sure.
Good deal. I'm excited about it.
Heck yeah. Bill Phillips of Gulf Coast Poker. Good luck down at the World Series of Poker IP Biloxi, but especially up here next week, the Gulf Coast Poker Holiday 400 at the Horseshoe next Wednesday through Sunday. Come win some last-second Christmas money. We're going to take a commercial break.